The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning.
Good morning. We hope you're well. It's Thursday, the 4th of June. I'm John Duggan, and this is the OTB Brief, the one-stop shop for your sports news every day. Now, Premier League clubs will discuss today what would happen if the season is curtailed by the pandemic. They'll debate scenarios to finalise the league table if the campaign cannot be completed. But the potential for scrapping relegation is not expected to be on the agenda. Clubs could also vote on the possible use of neutral venues for some matches. It's expected a fixture list for the opening few weeks of the restarted season will be finalised today. The latest batch of COVID testing of almost 1,200 players produced one positive result, a player from Tottenham. Now, Minister for Sport Shane Ross says he's determined the FAI's old guard will not return to positions of power in the association. He says the government wanted a complete clear out of the old board and stressed the importance of continuing to reform governance at the FAI. Minister Ross has also reaffirmed state funding would not be restored unless commitments to reform are met. Bohemians say it was an error for two groups of three of their players and a coach to take part in a training session in the same place. Pictures of the session at Father Collins Park in Donaghmede in Dublin emerged on social media yesterday. The Gypsies insist social distancing was observed, but say they'll ensure only one group of three players will now meet in a single venue until collective training resumes on Monday. Ireland's Olympians will be exempt from travel restrictions during the pandemic from Monday, so they can resume training at high-performance facilities. A study commissioned by the GAA has shown players are only within 2 metres of each other for an average of 2.5 seconds during matches. The association is preparing to publish its roadmap for a return to play. Team USA captain Steve Stricker has become the latest voice to speak out against the prospect of a behind-closed-doors Ryder Cup this year. Patrick Harrington's European team are due to play Stricker's side at Whistling Straits in September, though Rory McIlroy is among the players to call for postponement if fans are not allowed to attend. Stricker says it would be a crime to play without fans at the Wisconsin course. He added it would likely reduce the event to a yawner. Mercedes chief Toto Wolff says he hopes to finalise a new contract with Lewis Hamilton pretty soon. The current world champion's deal is set to run out at the end of the season. Wolff also admits they're monitoring the situation of Sebastian Vettel, who's due to become a free agent in December. The NBA will meet with the National Basketball Players Association later to discuss proposals to resume the season with 22 teams next month. They hope to play 8 games at the Disney campus near Orlando in July to decide the teams to progress to the postseason playoffs. The plans would see the playoffs commence in August, with the finals in October. Coming up on OTB AM and OTB Sports Radio with Jerry Gilroy and Owen Sheehan today, we're hearing from athletes Gina Akpamoses and Joseph Ojiwumi. We'll also be speaking to former Kilkenny hurler Michael Fennelly, and we'll bring you Keith Wood's State of the Union. Then tonight we're chatting to Dublin's All-Ireland winner Owen Merchant, the former Ryder Cup winning captain Paul McGinley, Amber Barrett in the football show, and John Giles picks his Scotland 11. You can check out more on the new OTB Sports app. You can download that now for iOS and Android. That's your OTB Brief for today. I'm John Duggan. We're back tomorrow morning from 7 a.m.
The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning. Tune in 24/7 to OTB Sports Radio on the Go Loud app.